This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, my dear friends and folk from all around the world. Welcome back to IRB English Radio and thank you for joining us in a brand new episode of For a Better Life. This is Asma and I am more than happy to be sharing today's words with you. Well, as always, I have to mention this very point that in For a Better Life, we're talking about issues and topics that are related for the betterment of human beings. We tend to talk about issues that might work like a trigger to our thoughts and to our life in a way that it could make us go and know more about those issues and topics. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite For a Better Life. Thank you very much for joining us in today's episode. This is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be the one who's going to talk about how to get into the pathway of a better life. Friends are just like diamonds in the life of every single person, and sometimes they could be considered as stars in the sky above our head. So a good friend can take you above to the skies, and a bad friend could take you down to the hell. And this is a true notion and concept forever. So that's why when you are so young, everybody asks you and recommends you to search for better friends, for good friends, for friends that are going to improve you, not that are going to drag you down to a level that is not suitable for a perfect human being. And usually friends have got different perspectives from our perspectives. Like, it's going to be in a way that if you love someone, you're going to be changed according to their perspective. You're going to see the world through their eyes, and you're going to see yourselves through their eyes. We must be very much cautious of the kind of group we are picking for ourselves, of the kind of community we're entering in, of the kind of group we pick to be our alter ego, to be our close friends, because they're going to change us. And no matter how much I say I am so strong, there's no one who could change me in the way I think because I have a school of thought for my own self. Once you're in a group, whether you want it or not, whether you like it or not, you're going to be affected by the things they tell you, by the things they take as their own set of beliefs or creed. You're going to be affected. So there has been always a huge number of people who are talking about the criteria for a perfect friend, how your friends must be, which kind of people you have to pick. So I guess we have enough of that. But what I'm going to focus on right now is friends at the time of difficulty. Like, one of the ways to test your friends, one of the ways to see whether you are on the right track in finding a perfect friend is to test them in difficulties. It's not easy to stay a friend when the weathers are not according to your wishes. But it's very easy to stay a good friend when everything is so perfect and peachy. We'll talk about it more in much more of details, but we have to go for a short break and then we'd be back, so stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need. All I need. It's all I need. It's all I need.
All I need, oh, 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 oh. Is your love, is all I need, to be all, all I need,
is all I need.
Imam Ali alayhi salam says that at the time of difficulties, at the times of miseries, the essence of a true man is going to be revealed. So you're listening to For a Better Life. I am Asma. This is Arab English Radio. We're talking about good friends and the impact of friends on you. We said that, okay, we have had enough of the characteristics of a perfect friend, but let's talk about friends at the time of misery and difficulties. There are a lot of friends for you when you are at the best and at the prime of your life. When you have everything, when you are young, when you have no problem, it's very easy for you to find a host of friends. But then to have those friends, to keep those friends at the time of difficulty, that is the whole story. It is not easy for people to tolerate you when you are mad, when you are going through a difficult phase, when you are having too much of difficulties. That's why not a lot of people are going to take the terrible to stay with you in the rainy days. And that's why the narrations tell us that friends are going to be revealed at the time of difficulty. So it has occurred to all of us, I suppose, to figure out the true face of our friends at the time when we were most in need of them. In those times, only those people who love you from the depth of their heart are going to stay with you. Because as I just said, the rainy days are not easy days to cope up with. Only those who have got patience, only those who have got love for you are going to stay side by side and help you pull through those difficult situations. So as friends, we have responsibilities towards each other. If I fall, I expect my friends to hold my hand and hoist me up. This is, you know, a common notion every single one of us has got in their thought as a, you know, as a predetermined sort of a thinking. We all have it that, okay, if I fall, my friend is there to take my hand. My friend is there to tolerate whatever monster that is going to come out of me as the result of those difficult situations. But unfortunately, this is not the case in life for many friends. Well, I was talking about responsibility of friends. So when I ask you, what are the responsibilities of friends towards each other? What sort of responsibilities would come to your mind? Well, I guess this is a good question because the sort of answers you're going to share is going to tell a lot about you and your personality and how you treat your friends as a friend. So as for me, I would say that as a friend, my responsibility towards my friends are to keep them calm, to just share some positive thoughts and ideas with them, to be there for them as a shoulder. But aside from all of these things that we all know, one of the things that is considered as the responsibility of a friend for the other person is just to remind them of their connection with the Lord and with the person who's going to be a closer friend to them. Everything is related to your perspective that you hold towards life. So maybe you have to rehash it. Maybe you have to just brush it up. Maybe you have to change the way you look at things. So as a friend, there are a lot of responsibilities. But as I just told you right now, one of the most important one is to remind my friend of the perspectives that God has asked us to have, of the ways of living that God has told us in the Holy Book of Quran to be practiced. Until another session, I just love you to God's never-slipping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand.